The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
You know, the healthcare sector, it's getting a bit more interesting in the stock market these days. There's some positive tailwinds, this according to SAC Capital, and these include a recent spate of corporate actions in the healthcare sector that have sparked investors' interest. And another driver is Singapore's aging population trend. That's, of course, supporting the long-term demand and growth. We're going to find out more about healthcare stocks this morning. Terence Tra, Senior Research Analyst at SAC Capital, in the studio with me. Terence, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Elliot. Good.
Thanks for taking the time to come in this early. Let's start really with an overview of this industry. Now, if I were to look at your report, you believe that there seems to be a bit of a mix of fundamentals and corporate news that's making the sector worth looking at right now. Let's start with a closer look at these fundamentals. Could you share it with us?
Right, Elliot. I think the fundamentals for healthcare has remained consistent over the years. The aging population is a well-known story for the healthcare sector, and as we continue to age, I think the underlying demand and the healthcare sector also continues to be one of the most resilient sectors traditionally compared to the other sectors.
In other words, there's a demand and supply, the supply coming from us getting older.
Yes.
Okay, Terence, there seems to be some M&A activity helping to lift interest in this sector. Could you explain why you think there's so much interest right now?
Right. I think the healthcare sector has been a bit of a laggard in the Singapore stock market, especially in the last few years. That is a combination of weaker corporate earnings, because most of the firms seem to be doing a little bit of corporate restructuring over the years, expanding outside of their core markets into China. Mm-hmm. But in recent years, because of the weaker share price, we also start to see some of the Singapore healthcare players starting to do more to boost up their share price. And we saw a lot of this month, in the month of July, earlier this month. Specifically, we saw three. One of them is ISEC Healthcare, where the CEO actually came out to announce that they and a concerted party are actually looking to sell their shares to an unrelated party. And this party, upon conclusion of the purchase of the shares, but without a concrete offer yet, may actually lead to an offer for the entire shares of the company.
So the stake sale is somewhat advanced?
They are advanced stage of negotiations for the talks, yes. Since the announcement, the shares have rallied over 15% in anticipation that there may be a takeout offer if the sale goes through. Of course, I must quickly caution that the offer may not come, but I think it's positive to see that this news, coupled with the Health Management International buyout by EQT, really shows that the investors' interest in this sector is actually coming back.
All right. So ISEC Healthcare in advanced talks for stake sale. Terence Tra, Senior Research Analyst, SAC Capital, in the studio with me. This morning we're talking about healthcare stocks. We're trying to get a bit of an outlook on that as well. In fact, Terence, let's talk about the valuations at the moment for the sector. How attractive are these valuations right now?
So the healthcare sector has traded, if we look at the long-term 5 to 10 year average of the healthcare sector, they trade at about 30 times to their earnings. So the reason why they used to command such premium valuations is because the sector as a whole is generally seen as recession-proof. It's also very resilient because the underlying demand is strong.
Right.
And they also command very high margins. But over the years, because of, you see investors rotating out of healthcare stocks into more growth premium stocks, they invest into tech, they invest into the higher beta stocks, you start to see money moving out. But then, and that has resulted in the price to earnings of such healthcare stocks to derate to about 20 times of their earnings, and what 20 times of their earnings is a discount, of course, to what their long-term average would be. But after the recent corporate announcements, we have seen the price to earnings start to go up from 20 times to about 22 times, and we start to see trading volumes also increase for the healthcare stocks.
It is seen as a bit of something that's recession-proof in that sense. Mm. What we're hearing in terms of the economic landscape, you know, be it yield curves or geopolitical issues, do you think this is playing a part in the current, I mean, apart from the fact that we have an aging population and all that, you think it's playing a part in the current sentiment?
Absolutely. Investors are doing, when during periods of volatility, to move to high quality stocks or more safe haven stocks.
Sure.
what we call a flight to quality. So what they'll do is pivot their portfolio to be a little bit more defensive during times of turmoil. Yeah. So this will then buffer their portfolio during such periods of volatility, and that's why you start to see interest in this sector.
I hear that, you know, the buzzword when it comes to tech these days, something like medtech. Where does it factor in all of this? Do you have any thoughts or opinions on medtech?
Yes, I think there's a growing recognition within the healthcare sector that medical technology can actually help to assist the doctors. And a lot of the players in the Singapore market have already adopted medtech. One of them we are the sponsors of Aosin Q&M Dental. And so they adopt different variations of technology to do the tooth implants. And that cut the time that they do in terms of the mold of the teeth.
Sure.
And in terms of the to prepare the mold, I think it significantly cut down the time and the cost of doing this by about 50%.
And that's not bad. Anything that cuts time, cost, and of course reduces pain, I'm all in. Terence Chua, Senior Research Analyst at SAC Capital. Last question for you, Terence. Another one of the stocks that you're watching closely, Health Management International. What's the story behind this?
Right. So Health Management International received a buyout offer from EQT on the 5th of July.
Okay.
And what happened was that they actually offered to buy out the company. They put two things on the table. One was a full cash offer, which was 73 cents per share. And this is 30%, actually about a third above the 6 months average trading price of this. Or they offered to allow you to take shares in the other business that was going to acquire HMI. But looking at just the cash offer alone, that is a third above. And according to the same announcement, HMI has only in their over 10 years of trading history has only ever exceeded 73 cents once in their trading history. So it's we think it's a pretty rich and good offer. On a whole, the HMI offer is 30 times of their financial year earnings.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for taking the time this morning. Terence Chua, Senior Research Analyst at SAC Capital, giving us a bit of a healthcare stocks outlook. Terence, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much, Elliot. Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.